everywhere, I understand. We're from everywhere, but we're in Florida, which I just moved to recently. I love it here. I mean, who doesn't want to live in paradise, right? Excellent. Well, I get to start this event off. Oh my gosh, talk about pressure. This is my husband and I, Doug Nelson, love of my life, best man I have ever met, and I am just so honored to be just his partner, and he started this. And so I was a skeptical spouse. I didn't want anything to do with it. I want to try the products. They couldn't be any good. They're way too cheap. And I threw away the Powerline magazine that was coming monthly at the time. I'd throw it away in the recycle. And so, it was actually when I did open one finally, and I saw all these new income level earners, that I went, oh, there's something to this. These are all brand new people making money. You don't see that everywhere. So that opened my eyes. And I'm just really, really glad to be here. And I want to tell you a little bit. When I was in fifth grade, we moved out of the house that I grew up in as a child. And we moved into the church's home because we couldn't afford, we would have been out on the streets. In seventh grade, we had food delivered to our door. And at that moment, I realized, and I heard this little voice, and it said, you're meant for more. Your life's going to be different. I heard the whisper. And I've heard it several times since. How many of you have ever heard the whisper?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so much softer than the chorus of fears and doubts. It's so much softer than the naysayers out there, but it's the one you need to let guide you. It's the one that's telling you where you need to go, and you need to listen to that. It's that whisper that is most important, and it comes from here. So you are here for a reason. How many of you know that? So I am going to, just like everybody said, challenge you to be here 100%. Because 80% of success is actually just showing up and you're here. Right? So turn to someone, give them a high five, and say, you're freaking awesome. Thank you. Thank you. The other 20%, you guys. You guys are so fired up. I love it. I got limited time, guys. I love how fired up you guys are. That was awesome. The other 20% is to be here on time. The other 20% is staying till the end. The other 20% is not being on your Facebook page right now, which some of you are. You're scrolling through your newsfeed. You haven't even made it 20 minutes, and you're scrolling through your newsfeed. Be here. Put the phone in your purse or in your merce or whatever. It's a man purse. Merce. All right. You learned something already, Elizabeth. Be here. Be present. You don't know who's going to say what that's going to just rock your world and take you to the next level or educate you what you need to hear in this moment in your business. So how many of you agree to participate at 100% this weekend? Awesome. Anyone not? We'll see. All right. I am covering, you are going to hear from some of the best trainers, the best leaders, and rising stars in our company the next 2 days, and they're going to cover a little bit of all of the basic five principles that help you build a very successful business, and I am starting off with this one, prospecting. All right, how many of you get weird when you start talking to people? Happened to me many times. All right, so I'm probably the best person to be teaching this because I am socially awkward. All right? I am not naturally an extrovert. I love speaking from stage, but it's one of the safest places I could be. Or not. Oh my gosh. That's the universe speaking to me right there. So prospecting, I think it's misunderstood in our business. I think people think it's like asking for marriage on the first date. Okay, that's weird. So it's meeting new people. It's making new friends. Turn to someone, give them a high five and say, I am a friend-making machine. That's all it is. Some of you all wrapped up in your head about what you need to say and how you need to say it, that you're forgetting all you need to be is normal and follow normal conversation rules and just listen, ask questions, meet new people, okay? Then you add that person's name to the list because I'm going to share with you how to collect their information. But it is not recruiting, okay? I don't switch gears until I approach, and then even then, when they tell me that they want more information on the 2 to 3 year plan, immediately I'm into recruiting, mentally. Now I am all about recruiting. But up until that point, I am serving that person. I am trying to find how I could help them, and it may or may not even be Market America related, okay? So just make a friend. That's all we're doing here in prospecting. I wanna share with you, this was me when I should have been in Harry Potter. I want to share with you something about prospecting. Sometimes when you're meeting people, we all judge a book by its cover, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes the whale is disguised as a minnow. Elizabeth Weber was a whale disguised as a minnow, right? Who would have took her on? Failed at 9 multi-level marketing businesses? Right? Told her husband she wouldn't do another one of those things. Now she's a top earner. So sometimes the whale is disguised as the minnow. This is me. I'm fat, I'm shy, I'm fearful. That was me. This girl did not have a boyfriend in high school. This girl did not get asked to the dance. This girl was not popular. I was totally nerdy. I loved learning. I was in the, honors club. And lately, I've been getting these comments like, oh, it's not fair. You're just like the whole package. I'm like, oh, it's fair. It's fair. It's fair. You didn't grow up. I grew up like this. This is me. Okay? It's fair. All right? But this was me when everything I wanted was on a dream board and in a goal statement, and I'm living in my mom's basement, reading this goal statement, looking at my dream board, manifesting in my mind and in my heart who I want to be and where I want to go. And I didn't have any experience. I started my first business right out of college. I didn't have any experience. I didn't have any credibility. I had to fake it till I made it. And I invested, the thing that I did correctly is I invested in myself. I spent most of my time building this tool right here. And that's what you're doing here this weekend. So when you meet people, when you're prospecting, try, and this is something we all have to focus on, including me, is you don't know what people are going through or what they've been through or how different they are today than they used to be or where they want to go. So don't lose out on a whale that's disguised as a minnow, okay? All right, so first steps first. Prospecting and all of the business starts with our database. I like to call it a database because when we call it a names list, you put like 10 to 20 people, maybe 50 if you're courageous, people that you think you could talk to, that you think would do this, that you like are brave enough because they would call and they might say yes and help you out, right? Y'all done that? Yep, not just me, right? And the key is that all business, now I was successful in business prior to Market America. In fact, I was financially free prior to Market America. So some of you are not putting your successful people on your list. Successful people understand the power of residual income. This blew my socks off when I was actually ready to see it. I wasn't open at first. You got to be patient, professional, and persistent. True or true?
True.
All right, so it starts with a database. Every business has a database. When I was running an online business, my database could be no less than 10,000 people, or I wasn't making any money. Okay, we're asking you to put 200 to 250 people down on a list, people you know and know of. Let's talk about those. Don't prejudge. That's what you're doing when you create a names list. So you need a database. Who are your friends right now? Who are your friends back then? Who's your family now? Who's the spouse's side? Who are your neighbors? Who are your neighbors back then? High school friends, college friends, classmates, faculty. How many of you have kids? Okay, there's a whole other database there. They're playing sports. They got those parents of the kids that are playing sports with them. Their faculty that's taking care of them during the day at school. I mean, there's a whole other network within your children, right? Daycares, etc. Church communities. You probably know people in different states, countries. Take a picture of this, please, because this is a great memory jogger for you to build your database. Organizations, if you're part of an organization, association, or group that you belong to, hobby or meetup groups, work colleagues, current and past positions. I want to talk about social media because the reason I'm bringing this up, you guys, is because social media is like the greatest gift that ever happened to our business. Okay, truly. Because part of prospecting is reconnecting with all of those people that you haven't talked to in forever. Not approaching them necessarily right away. Sometimes when you have your goals and you just need to go for the jugular, go for the jugular. But, you know, depending on where you're at with your business. But for the most part, everybody should be reconnecting with some of these people. And one of the best ways to do that is social media. Pick a platform and master it. Just pick one. Right? And so I chose Facebook, and I'm like, holy buckets. You know, I was the holdout. I did not want to get on Facebook. I was the holdout in my network on Facebook. And it wasn't until January 2017, yes, just last year, literally, that I committed to using Facebook for this business. And for the first 3 months that I posted twice a week. Something about my lifestyle and the business or sharing about a product or whatever. Something. For three months, I got like zero likes. No traction on any posts for 3 months. Now, luckily, I've been in business my whole life. I understand that you got to build trust and rapport. Most of these people probably thought I just got into something, not that I've already made millions in it. They're like, oh, what's Melanie doing now, right? Not that I've been doing this for 10 plus years, right? So too funny, 3 months without any traction. But I kept consistent because I know consistency is king in everything in our business. Turn to someone and say that, consistency is king. Turn to somebody else and tell them that, please. Awesome. So, consistency is king. I kept posting, kept posting, kept posting. Since then, since that first 3 months, I have more new customers than I have had in my business in years. I have new business partners that have come on board from Facebook. And what's really great is when you're prospecting, this is a great way to add names to your list, right? A, you can find people from your past and they love it. They think it's so cool and they're, yes, you want to friend me, versus calling them up and being like, hey, remember me? You know, there used to be, how we used to do it is go through the yellow pages and find them. You know, like, oh, where do they live now, right? And where are they now? That's how we used to. Now on Facebook, people are like going to just like, here's my life. How amazing is that, right? I mean, the time in which you can create a relationship or people feel like they know you or we know each other, it's shrinking because of social media. It's like people think they know me, right? It's amazing. I think that's hysterical, you know? And but it's so cool. It's literally such a gift to our business, you guys. So make sure you're utilizing it because I wasn't for years. And it's been incredible for my business this last year and whatever, 3 months. and so I can be kind of stubborn too, okay? We like to try our better ideas or resist what we're uncomfortable with. That's human nature. Say, it's okay. I'm going to do better. All right. So here's my couple tips on social media. So find people that you can reconnect with. Join interest groups so that you can find people who are interested in the same things you are and connect with them, be friends with them, start conversations, be normal. Not weird, right? Turn to someone and say, I'm gonna be normal, not weird. My tip, no, here's the thing. I love this. I get these Facebook messages and I can tell it's a template. You know, and they plunked in my name and it's a business approach. Right? And I can tell that it's not personalized, it was just like sent out. That's weird. It's just weird. It's what I call lazy marketing. It's called, in business, I call that lazy marketing. When you mass email or you mass message, when you send a video without even talking to them first and don't even follow up, that's called lazy marketing. And it doesn't work. Be a professional. Say, I can do that. Turn to someone and say, you can do that. All right. So 20% of your posts should be about your business, so maybe twice a week, or your lifestyle, or your products you love, right? So how many of you have had a positive experience with one of our products? Excellent. Look around the room, right? Post about it, not like you're selling it, but that you're a happy customer. Oh my gosh, so glad I don't have to be on my allergy meds anymore. This is incredible, right? Just be a happy customer. Post like you're a happy customer. People love that. They're like, ooh, what are you taking? But if you try to sell something, you're not going to get much traction, okay? 80% is positive and personal, okay? And I am just going to say best not to keep it, keep above the fray is what I like to say. So nobody is going to change their political affiliation because of your brilliant post. Just saying. Okay? So try to stay above the fray, all right? And because you're going to inevitably alienate 50% of your database. And is that going to support your goals? No. So you got to decide what's more important. And in some cases, maybe being political is more important. But that's your call, not mine, okay? All right. So back to prospecting. This is adding names to your list is just as important as building it. People are everywhere. Here's the secret. You want to know a secret? Yeah. Huh? Really? Thank you. There are more people that you don't know than you do know. Right? So go out and meet some people and reconnect with some people on social media. Make it an effort. Right? This is a business. I find it so fascinating. In life, we often start new careers or a marriage or whatever the case might be. But in this business, we have this weird sort of, I find it happens a lot. It's like, oh, I started, and this is the solution. And the road to success is going to be paved with gold bricks and cheerleaders and roses and daisies, and it's all going to work out for me really quickly with minimal effort. Where does that happen anywhere in life? Right? But suddenly, it's like you do find the solution. You do find the compensation plan that rocks all compensation plans on planet Earth. You do find a company that has a multitude of products that are actually fantastic. And suddenly, it's like, it's got to be easy? Right? Like, it's all going to work out for me, and everybody's going to say yes? Right? So the sooner that we can manage our expectations, the better off we're going to be, and we won't be doing the emotional roller coaster, okay? So being a professional is about adding names to your list constantly because you are now a professional networker. Okay? How awesome is that? Yeah. Right? We all love the connectors and the positive people, and so we're going to just become them, right? And so I'm going to talk about prospecting with strangers. So I love that word, strangers, right? It's kind of a funny word. But these are my three steps because I kind of have to think of things in steps. I'm not naturally the social butterfly. How many of you in the room are naturally a social butterfly? Let me hear you. Oh, come on. Your social butterflies make a little more noise than that. Awesome. Okay, so you guys are fine, right? Most of the time you're fine. You don't even need this training. Right? You maybe say a little too much, but the rest of us, you know, we kind of need systems. So Converse. The first one is converse. Say, I can be normal. Okay, follow normal conversation rules, folks, and then collect their information. Don't give out yours. I always happen to run out of business cards. Oh, you have a business card? Oh, you know what? I just ran out. I don't carry them. I don't even buy them because I want theirs. Okay, because I know that if I get their business card, I'm going to follow up. Right, Frank? That's right. 100%. So I'm going to follow up if I grab their business card. Or one of the things I love to do now is they're like, are you on Facebook?
Oh yeah.
And then we find each other and we friend each other right there. I do that now more than I do anything. All the time. People love it. They're like, yeah, I'm on Facebook. Or IG, they're on Instagram, which I'm becoming a big, huge fan of, by the way. I'm new, very, very new to Instagram. Love it. It's all the best parts of Facebook without the drama. All right. No drama. That's my life, all right? I like to keep that to a minimum. So collect their information, but I love it because Facebook is like an instant look into their lives. And you can learn a lot about a person, and this is really, really great. So then immediately I'm messaging them on Facebook within 24, 48 hours. If I get a business card, I'll text them within 24 to 48 hours just how nice it was to meet them and something I enjoyed about meeting them. So that immediately they remember who I am. Do not wait a week. Do not wait 2 weeks. You have just a total waste. They're not going to remember you, right? Everybody's got lives. You've been thinking about them for 2 weeks. They have forgotten about you, okay? So 24 to 48 hours. Say, I can do that. It's easy. Anything hard I've been talking about? Nothing hard here, all right? So when you're talking to strangers, what's aside from just like the typical banter that starts at, like, when you're on a plane or in the airport, you're like, hey, where are you going, right? Where are you headed, home or you going or coming, right? And so those types of statements. Or you're in the grocery line and you're like, you know, I always do one of these because I live in Florida now and everybody's counting out change and clipping coupons, and I'm like, oh, breathe. Because I don't do lines very well. I don't like waiting. So I do want to, like, holy buckets, right? I'm doing one of these, and I usually end up talking to the person behind me. It works every time, right? Because they laugh at my face, because I have no poker face. Ask my husband. He's like, never play poker. Everything shows up, all right? So I always end up talking to the person behind me in the line. Whether you comment on sports, the weather, or something they're wearing, just start the conversation. That's all you have to do, but it inevitably, no matter what, if you're in a decent conversation is going to lead to this question, right? What do you do? It's one of the first things people always ask, true or true? Yeah. So do you have your answer to that? Or are you like, right? Ever happened to you? Happened to me. Multiple times. All right. You know, I've even had somebody do one of these in the plane with me. Because I got weird. I was like, oh man, it's like a train wreck. Like it's coming out of my mouth and I know it is and I can't even stop it. Right? I'm just like, pull it back, Melanie, pull it back, right? You know, and it's just, and the guy was like, holy, you know, he's doing one of those. I'm like, yep, there's one for the learning books. Right? And so know what you're gonna say, practice it, role play it with your team, make this one of your team core rings. I just was working in Colorado with a small team that's popping in the Western Slope, and in our training, I literally made them role play with each other, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, what to say, how to say it, so that you're practicing in a safe space, okay? Because you're a professional. In your career, you probably had to practice. In your career, you probably had to prepare for something, right? So do this in your business. So what do you do? So what's most natural is for you to say things that you're already currently doing because that naturally flows out of your mouth. So most of you have a job or a career or a business, true or true? So if you're a teacher, I'd say, well, you know, I'm a kindergarten teacher, but what I'm really excited about is the business I started on a part-time basis. Sorry, typo there. Or I own an internet-based business I run from home. I like saying that. That's one of my favorites. I help people convert their everyday spending into earning. It doesn't matter what you say. Just know what you're going to say and have it flow off your... It really doesn't matter. Just practice it so you flow naturally. And then you turn it over to them, right? It's like, hey, Phil, what do you do? Right? This is not your opportunity to be like, well, you get two people in and 10 to 15 customers. It's the most amazing thing. You should totally do it too. That's, you don't have permission yet. All they asked is, what do you do? And you're like, blah, 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 right? Into the like recruiting. So how about we just answer the question? Right? If you were a truck driver, you would just say, hey, I'm a truck driver. Not like, hey, I'm a truck driver. I got a special license, and it's really cool. You get to see the whole country. You should do it, too. True, true. Right? All right. Can we do this? Yes, we can. All right. So I'm a teacher, or I'm a fill in the blank, but what I'm really excited about is, all right, that's the simplest way to do what do you do. Now, this is... When somebody asks you, like, well, what is that? You know, when I say I run an internet-based business from home, a lot of times I get, what are you selling? What do you say?
Everything.
That's my one-word answer. Everything. And then I pop it back to them, or I wait, because usually there's another question coming. Right? If they ask a question, you have permission to talk. Your goal is to get them to ask you about it, not for you to just spew it on them, okay? So less is more, everybody say that.
Less is more.
All right, so what is it? Here you need to, again, have your short and intriguing answer to this practiced and ready to go. So it doesn't really matter what it is, again, just that it's true and that it's short and intriguing, right? Help people build an additional income with my internet-based business. It's an internet-like franchise. It's important you don't say an internet franchise. That's not what we are. But you can say internet-like franchise. We are a product brokerage. This is the old faithful, right? For those of you who've been around a long time. We are a product brokerage, an internet marketing company specializing in one-to-one marketing from way back in the day. It's still true today, but that's what we used to say, right? And so before shop.com days. So most everybody here is pre-shop.com days, right? Before we were cool and sexy. All right, because we are cool and sexy now. Oh my gosh. We are the coolest business now. It is awesome. All right, so know what your, what is it? So know your answer, what do you do? What is it? And sometimes it's nice to add in, if the conversation's going well, why you started your business. You know, I was really sick and tired of living month to month on the salary that never seemed to grow, you know, established my children's college fund. Whatever the reason is, you might say that. Because why we're doing it is almost more important than what we're doing. People can relate to that. All right, so you have their interest. Maybe they're like asking questions, and now you could get off into the pucker brush and, you know, start showing the plan on a napkin or something. You know, and or Big Al, he's in the room, isn't he? Yeah, he brings out the like Corona bottles. He's like, this is how you get paid. This is how I get paid. Right? Or the sugar packets. Where are you, Big Al? I saw you later earlier. There he is. He's wearing my hat again. Dude, that's my hat. I tell him he's got to give me the hat. It looks better on me. So, you've got their interest. One of the things I like to do, because I don't less, because I do believe less is more, is that I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're asking such great questions. You must keep your business options open. Hey, it may or may not be for you, but let's set a time for us to go through this and get you more information. So I kind of like to cut it off. Leave them wanting more. Leave them wanting more. Okay? So this is might be where I make sure, if I haven't already, collected their information. Okay? So there is something really powerful about leaving them wanting more. So I don't always like to get into the whole nine yards and answer every question they have. I like to cut it off. Because I also don't want to like flub up and make a mistake or like, you know. So sometimes it's like self-preservation. Sometimes it's timing. And sometimes it's like I need to leave them wanting more so that they come back, right? So... you know, and eventually got to approach, right? Holy buckets. So that might be in the conversation. That might be you reconnecting. Because you're reconnecting. Hey, it was so nice to meet you, right? It was so great to learn about you and your kids and da-da-da. And then you're connected on Facebook, so you're building relationship, and it may come a point, like I said, it happens in the conversation, or it happens later, that you choose one of the approaches that is in our company that's taught, whether that's right, like, Becky, I think you're amazing, you're well-networked, you're so positive and coachable, and you understand the power of leverage, you gotta take a look at this, right? Direct approach. Or, hey, you know what? Could you evaluate this? And at the very least, if it's not for you, you might know some of the right people, right, Kevin? Yeah, absolutely. I know you're going to know the right people, dude. So let's get together. You can help me out. Right? That's one of my favorites, actually. It's pretty much primarily all I use is that one. And then, of course, product. We should all be retailing. Yep. Happy customers lead to business partners. Happens all the time. Yep. Give that a round of applause. All right. And to wrap it up, you guys, when in doubt, blurt it out. Everybody say it with me.
When in doubt, blurt it out.
Turn to someone, give them a high five and say, we're awesome.